Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is early Thursday morning. I got up early this morning, way too early, and my heart is heavy. My mind is spinning a little bit about a certain relationship in my life, and so I've loaded up on coffee. But grab your Bible, grab your coffee or your tea. Let's start a conversation with Jesus. And in this week, we've been talking about what it looks like to be in a wilderness of relational difficulty. And we've been looking at that theme in all different ways, and in Old Testament passages and New Testament passages and gospel passages. And this morning, we're going to be in Psalm 1. But it's a little bit of a heavy morning for me. And the title of the podcast this morning is In Season. And the question is, when you're having a heavy morning, a heavy day, when a relationship is really just kind of wearing on you and you don't know the way through, and it's dry and it's painful and it's confusing, and you kind of feel like you're at the end of your rope, what are you tempted to do? I've been asking that question myself this morning. I'd like to invite all of us to ask that question in the presence of Jesus. What are you tempted to do when you've run into a relational wall? And the reason why there's going to be temptation, you can bet your bottom dollar, is because the enemy knows. I don't know how the enemy knows all the enemy knows. I don't know exactly what the enemy knows, but I know the enemy knows this, that the best relationships, the best friendships don't or can't happen overnight. They can't. And so a great friendship, a great relationship, a great marriage, a great parent-child relationship, a great church actually has gone through seasons of running into walls and choosing to love when I don't want to love, choosing self-giving love when I want to choose anything else. And the enemy knows that great relationships and great friendships can't happen overnight. They only happen as a result of choosing sacrificial death when the going gets tough, and then you enter into resurrection. And after 5, 6, 10, 12, 20 of those kinds of patterns or kinds of seasons, that relationship really begins to solidify and get deep, and there's vulnerability and trust and honesty and love and everything else. And the enemy knows that. And so that's why in a difficult season in a relationship, there will always be temptation. And what are you tempted to do? And the reason why this is challenging is because we want things to be sorted out quick. We want immediate gratification. We want it sorted out now. We want to fix it now. And sometimes we're willing to do things that we know ultimately lead to death in order to actually fix it. And so every time we run into a wall, we're tempted. And what are you tempted to do in that season of a relationship? I was asking myself that question this morning, and the Lord brought me to Psalm 1, and Psalm 1 begins this way: "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers." There's that temptation. In seasons where things or relationship or difficult to walk in step with the wicked, to choose wickedness, to stand in the way of sinners. Sin means to miss the mark in some way, shape, or form, or to sit in the company of mockers or gossipers or talking about this or that in ways that are not honoring to the person that we're, you know, in a challenging relationship right now. There's the temptation. And it's easy to succumb to that, especially when we just want it sorted out. We just want it to be fixed. We just want to get through this, and the enemy is pouring it on thick. And then the psalmist says in verse 2, but the one that delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on it day and night, and listen to this, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves do not wither, and whatever they do prosper. Look at the wisdom of the psalmist. When we don't choose that temptation, or we don't choose those things that we want to choose to get through this fast, or to fix it, or to sort it out, or whatever, but we delight in the law of the Lord, meditate on it. Now look at the imagery. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water. Such a strong image, such a solid image. Yields fruit in season. In season. Leaves will not wither. Whatever they do will prosper. In season. That's the title of the podcast. You see, a great relationship, a great friendship, a great church, a great anything can't happen overnight. There has to be a number of patterns, a number of seasons where we run into a wall and we want to walk in step with the wicked. We want to take the way of sinners. We want to be in the company of mockers. We want to do that. The last thing we want to do is self-giving love. But a great relationship comes as a result of a number of seasons of choosing to meditate on the law of the Lord day and night, to choose obedience, to choose holiness, to choose self-giving love, to choose sacrifice. And it takes time, the psalmist says. It takes resisting temptation time and time again. It takes refusing to choose immediate gratification for ultimate gratification. It takes work. And the psalmist would say it is absolutely and totally worth the work. And so what I want to do this morning is I want to spend a little bit of time with Jesus. Just let's launch into a conversation with Jesus. And here's what I want us to do as we spend a little bit of time with Jesus. I want us to ask him that he would give us a vision for what this relationship that we're struggling in could look like as we choose to take the advice of the psalmist. What is the vision that God has for this relationship? What does he see? What is he bringing us into? What is he taking us into? What will it look like in that season as we are trees planted by streams of water? Whatever we do prospers. So let's enjoy a conversation with Jesus, and then let's enjoy it throughout the day.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.